The Salvation Army representing right now, Lieutenant Trent Williams is in the studio. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Pull the microphone right up to you there, sir. I love the name Lieutenant. That's just awesome. So you've gone through some stuff.
I have. A few years of seminary college, and they decided that they were going to go ahead and commission me as a lieutenant.
And you mentioned a minute ago, you're actually fairly new to town.
I am. I just arrived here in late June, early July, so I'm from New York. Really excited to be here in this community. Seems like a great community to be a part of.
It is a great community. Well, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Great to have you in the area. So it's cool because it's the it is that time. And so it feels like we just paid our taxes. Suddenly we're talking about Christmas season all over again. How in the world did this happen?
It comes fast.
It really does. And it is time for the red kettlebell ringing season.
It is. The Salvation Army Red Kettle effort begins on the 19th. And we're currently right now, we're looking for volunteers to help man this kettle site location throughout the metropolitan area.
What's the location? So are we talking like different counties around the area? Are we talking downtown? What's the location?
For around here, we're just looking for mostly in the Maumee area, Perrysburg area, and inner Toledo area.
Got it.
Different location from Kroger's to Walmart to Churchill. So we have a multiple of locations around.
Gotcha. The volunteers, what would they have to look forward to?
The volunteers coming out, for me, growing up, I raised the ring the bell when I was a kid. We go out, you grab an apron, you ring the bell, you greet people as they're coming in and as they're coming out. And, you know, you just have a joyful spirit about you and the Lord blesses us that way.
There you go. How many hours are you there?
For volunteers, we typically set up for four-hour shifts. If you're looking to do all day, you're more than welcome to stay all day. We'll take you. Any help we can get.
Optional then.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I ever knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So between 4-hour shifts and 8-hour shifts.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Do you pick your hours depending on your schedule?
Yes. You can go to registertoring.com is a website where you can choose a location, choose a sign up, how many people are going to be there, and we'll reach out to you and confirm it, and we'll meet up with you out there.
There you go. Let's ask about you for a minute, because
sure.
You said you were in from New York City.
Uh-huh.
So the difference between New York and Toledo, have you adjusted well?
Yes.
Smaller town?
Yes, I have adjusted well. Me being from Kentucky and going to New York was a shock. So coming back to a smaller city, it's a little bit easier to digest.
Got it. And then so with Salvation Army, how did you get plugged in? Did you get started with ringing the bell, or was it another way?
Actually, through the Red Kettle effort, my parents were a little bit down on their luck for a period of time, and they reached out to the Salvation Army for Christmas assistance. The Christmas assistance was granted. And we found out about youth programming, and ever since then, fast forward 20-something years, here I am. Comes full circle.
Got it. So it sounds like what you're saying, yeah, too, is that for those who begin to volunteer with the Red Kettle, there's a chance that they could potentially open the door into something else with the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. I'm a testament to that. You know, we got Christmas assistance, and I started ringing the bell. And then I started going to church. And then after that, and here I am, a Salvation Army officer many years later.
Got it. And then again, you said people can get involved how?
Registertoring.com is a website that you can go to sign up to ring the bell, or you can give us a call, 419-241-1138.
And then how soon are you looking to bring people on board so that they can begin to ring about what date?
Most of our kettle locations open up on the night. Some open up on the 19th. The rest of them open up on Black Friday.
Oh, man.
Yep. And we are full go all the way through Christmas Eve.
There you go. And then it runs until you said Christmas Eve is like
Christmas
the cutoff
Eve. Date? Yeah, Christmas Eve. We roughly do about a half a day on Christmas Eve. Then we kick everybody out to go be with their families.
Kicking everybody. Thanks for your service. Now go home.
Yep.
Got it. And again, you said the website was?
Registertoring.com.
Registertoring.com. Listeners, if you miss anything, let us know. 419-240-1937. You can also send us an email at emailstudio@yeshome.com as well. Lieutenant, is there anything else that we should know about red kettlebell season? Because the money, once the money is given, usually where does the money go?
All the money that is raised in the red kettle stay in this local area. It's neighbors helping neighbors. That's how we view it. We use for diaper bank, food bank, different programs throughout the year.
Okay.
So it all stays here locally in Toledo.
Got it. And for those who have heard of the Salvation Army, it's like, well, I know what that is. What exactly do you do?
The Salvation Army is a evangelical part of the Christian church. We clothe the feed people. We clothe them. We get people into rehabilitation systems to get them their life back on track.
Got it. So you have a lot of things that are going on.
Yes, we stay busy year round.
Okay, it is a year-round thing.
It is year-round, okay. Not just during the Christmas time, year-round. Back-to-school distribution for backpacks, for kids, sending kids to camp, giving people the opportunity to hear about Jesus.
Got it. Well, question, again, listeners, if you have any other questions, let us know, 419-240-1937. Lieutenant Trent Williams from the Salvation Army. Lieutenant, thank you again for everything that you do
and
all the time
me.
That you spend, because I mean, you guys are heading into an extremely busy time.
We are.
Yeah, and especially you just kind of getting into the area yet, too, getting settled in. So
learning
welcome to Toledo.
Streets. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do. And listeners, one more time, if you miss any of that, let us know, 419-240-1937. Lieutenant, that website again.
Registertoring.com.